The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don DeLorenzo, and I'm here with my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for joining me once again here on the CSPN for another edition of the NXT Cast. You can find us on the web at CSPN.us. You can also subscribe to the podcast by just subscribing to the Wrestlecast-the CSPN. Click on the subscription button that has the New Day holding the Wrestlecast logo, and you will be listening to the NXT Cast each and every week going forward. And we're on all major podcasting platforms, so whichever service or provider that you use, app, you'll find us underneath the Wrestlecast-the CSPN. So we're going to talk about this week's NXT. We start off with the NXT Women's Championship number one contenders match as Dakota Kai faces off against Rhea Ripley. Rhea blocks the chiropractor and puts on the prison trap. Dakota rolls through and sends Rhea into the corner. We get a running boot by Dakota, but Rhea knocks her off the top. As the referee checks on Dakota, Mercedes Martinez shows up. She boots Rhea in the chest. Dakota Kai then takes a draped Rhea off the top rope to hit a modified go-to kick. And Dakota Kai is your number one contender, and she's going to go on to face Io Shirai at NXT TakeOver 30.
Yay, as it should have been. I don't care if Mercedes helped to win. Yes, good. Needed it to happen. So happy.
I feel the same way. I'm very excited for Dakota Kai to get this opportunity. She has had a long 2 years through her injury and through Shayna Baszler coming up in the mix and Io and Binky. She's definitely had to wait her turn, and now her turn has finally come. Hopefully she can make the most of it and put on a fantastic match with Io Shirai.
Yes, I'm so excited. And there was like, you know how like on Twitter they like put like, oh, this is the winner or whatever. They use like one of her old pictures when she was just still like a baby face. And she responded, was like, out of all the renders, this is the one you chose. Blocked a reporter for defamation. I was like, I love you. I was so excited. I was just like, oh my God, you're so funny. And you were right about like Mercedes and Rhea with this feud. I was just like, look at this. Nostradamus up in here.
Hey, you know, I try my best at times.
I really enjoyed Rhea's gear. Still hate her hair, but I loved like her gear. The pants accentuated the cakes. I was like, I approve. I was like, I like this look. I approve.
Mercedes.
It was a really good match, too.
Yeah, it was a good match. It was a lot of back and forth. Rhea showing her strength and her dominance, and Dakota Kai having to kind of use a little nefarious tactics here or there to kind of, you know, get her stuff going.
Yeah.
And then Mercedes Martinez comes in and sends Rhea Ripley off in a different direction because Martinez gets in the ring. She lays out Rhea with the modified air raid crash. And, yeah, so Rhea Ripley and Mercedes Martinez looks like that's going to be something on the horizon real, real soon.
Yay. I can't wait to see these big, tall women beat the shit out of each other. Do it. Can't wait.
Earlier today, Pat McAfee, who is in attendance at the performance center, is talking with the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. Bronson Reed versus Shane Thorne. Shane Thorne was talking trash on Twitter about how Bronson Reed, you know, got lucky and, you know, all this and all that. So,
Lander.
Thorne hits a sweet corner running senton and a shining wizard for a two count. But Bronson Reed starts to get things going with the press slam, a senton, and a Death Valley driver. He goes up top and he hits the big boy splash, and Bronson Reed is your winner.
Yay, that's what you get for shit talking, Shane Thorne. Trying to slander my boy.
It's good to see Shane Thorne back, though. He was starting to get a little bit of you know, luster and run with the other guy, his tag team. Then they got moved up to Raw for a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden the virus hit, and he was MIA, so.
Oh, see, I don't remember him, so.
Earlier in the day, Breezango, they were walking into the performance center, and they were jumped by Legado El Del Fantasma. They beat up Tyler Breeze, and then they snatched Fandango and threw him in the trunk and drove away.
Kidnapped. See what I say about security. Get security in that parking lot. Another kidnapping. And now you know who the kidnappers are.
Yeah, they jumped out without their face mask on this time.
Guys, come on. Like you never.
The jump out boys got caught Breezango slipping. Primarily Fandango.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be delicate. He gets hurt easily. Careful.
Robert Stone and his ladies are interviewed about what Mercedes Martinez just did to Rhea Ripley. Robert Stone says Rhea may be done with them, but they're not done with her.
Ooh, he's like, that's what you get for throwing me in a dumpster. Now I'm saying it's gonna hurt you.
He had that same energy with Shotzi Blackheart yet, but we'll see if they get
there. Well, Shotzi got a tank, so, you know, like, she got extra machinery and weaponry. He has to be a little more careful.
Damian Priest versus Oney Lorcan versus Ridge Holland. NXT North American Championship qualifying match. Oney uses uppercuts to take Ridge Holland off his feet. Then Oney runs into a huge Ridge Holland lariat. Damian Priest dumps Ridge Holland to the outside. Then he hits the Reckoning. And Damian Priest gets the win, and he advances to the North American Championship ladder match that's going to take place at TakeOver.
Yay. Now, if he loses, what are they going to do with him? Because they keep putting him in these title pictures that he just keeps losing. So I don't know.
Maybe a tag team in his future, maybe.
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 What can he tag with, though?
I don't know. That would be... that would be the next bridge that we have to... One step at a time. according to a tweet, Pat McAfee and Adam Cole, baby, have made up for their little spat from a couple of weeks ago when Adam Cole was a guest on Pat McAfee's little radio show.
Little radio show.
Now it's time for Cameron Grimes to go against Keith Lee.
Oh, he looks pissed.
Yeah, Keith Lee's had some real serious business about him the past couple of weeks.
Yep.
Cameron Grimes nearly steals the win with the inside cradle and a roll up with his feet on the ropes. Cameron Grimes' Superman punch has no effect, but he cuts off a pounce with the enziguri. He gets the two count on the collision course slam. Grimes fires off some strikes, but Keith Lee is too strong. Keith Lee gets him up and he lands the spirit bomb, and Keith Lee is your winner.
I expected like Keith Lee to completely squash him. But I like that it was, like, more of a back and forth like that. Like, Cameron Grimes was like, you're not going to get me that easy. And then every time he just kept talking, he was just like, get back. I'm not starting this match until you get out of here. And he, like, left. I was just like, yeah, I love you. So this is a really good match. Ooh, Keith Lee is just mad. And I'm like, oh, I want to see you smile one more time. But I understand. I understand the anger. But it's at the wrong person. It's not Cameron's fault. It's Karrion Kross.
After the match, Scarlett's voice is heard saying something in another language.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then Karrion Kross appears on the screen. With no Regal, William Regal around, he says the body count would keep rising until Keith Lee gives him what he wants. So we see him like in the final stages of choking somebody out. And then we get a wide shot that just sees like total destruction in one of the locker rooms back there where he's like beat up everybody in the locker room. Speaking of William Regal, he does show up. From home, of course. He announces that Dexter Lumis sustained an injury to his ankle and he's going to be out of the ladder match at TakeOver. So Johnny Gargano and Finn Balor, he says they weren't pinned or submitted and they have a valid complaint that they should still have a chance at this title. So William Regal announces that the four men who weren't beaten in their matches, Finn Balor, Johnny Gargano, Ridge Holland, and someone coming up, will meet in two singles matches and the winners get the last two spots.
That's going to be interesting. I was just like, oh. At first, I thought that it was Gargano that Karrion choked out. I couldn't tell who that was. I was just like, who is it? I thought it was Gargs. Apparently not.
No, it was not. Legado del Fantasma. They show up from a side entrance dragging out a beaten up Fandango. They throw him in the ring as Escobar badmouths Breezango for disrespecting Lucha Libre culture when they played dress up a few weeks ago. He says they also disrespected him. Tyler Breeze runs out to make the save, but the numbers are too great. They leave Breezango laid out, and Escobar says that this will happen to anyone who puts his name in their mouth, including you, Isaiah Swerve Scott.
Oh, full name. He said his whole name.
He put him on notice.
Ooh. So, and the guy, though, they had some points. Like, you know when Jinder Mahal would come on, he'd be like, you're all racist. And I was just saying, we were supposed to think he was a heel, but he made points.
Right.
Escobar, he made points. Because, you know, people do kind of use Lucha Libre as like a little gimmick or like a little whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's a serious business. I was just like, ooh, points is made. Like, kayfabe, I'm mad, but like, you made points. So, I enjoyed this segment, even though my Breezango got laid out.
An Undisputed Era video package runs. Basically, it's just a reminder to show you how great Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish are as a tag team.
Basically. Just to remind you that we're that bitch. Basically.
It was done to the Imperium theme, though. So that, you know, we're laying a little, little thick there with that. But basically, it was just showcasing Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly's epic matches and title wins. Probably one of the greatest matches ever on NXT TV. Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly versus Mustache Mountain, where Tyler Bate and Trent Seven.
Oh, that's a fun name. I like that.
Yeah. Well, if you see, you know who Tyler Bate is, right?
Yeah.
And you know who Trent Seven is, right?
Don't remember. I know Tyler Bate is a little blonde one. Yeah. I know him.
Well, Trent Seven's like a bigger, older version of him.
Oh, okay. And
so he's kind of like his mentor, I guess. Yeah, they have these outrageous mustaches, and they're called Mustache Mountain.
That's fun.
Yeah, but that was a 5-star classic on regular ass NXT TV.
Ooh, maybe I'll go back and watch it.
Yes, we have to talk about the god, Tyler Bate. This is a perfect opportunity. Tyler Bate has 3 5-star matches in WWE.
Oh.
Seth Rollins ain't got none.
Oh, no. Why you got to bring Seth into it?
But he's supposed to be your Monday Night Messiah. He's supposed to be the you know, best bout machine on WWE's roster. But, yeah, he ain't got no 5-star matches. Tyler Bate has been a professional for, like, 4 years, and he's got 3. The first ever NXT UK championship match with Pete Dunne.
Ooh, where is Pete Dunne? I miss him.
Right. That match I just talked about where him and Trent Seven lost to Undisputed Era. And then his match with Walter that happened earlier before the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, he's got 3 5-star matches.
But maybe I'll go take a gander.
And a couple of 4.5-star matches, too, that, you know what I'm saying, they just weren't as good as those. But, yeah, man, Tyler, that's why I call him Tyler Bate the God, because whenever he gets a chance to get in a real good program, yeah, he has bang up matches. He's good.
So he's mostly on NXT UK?
Yes.
Okay.
They're trying to bring him, they were trying to incorporate him more into main roster, though. I mean, main NXT. Just because.
And then Corona happened?
Yeah, just because he's so talented. He's so talented. Damian Priest is interviewed outside. He's asked about his qualifying match and, you know, qualifying for the title match. He says that he's wanted the North American title for a long while and he will win regardless of who's in the match. He calls Bronson Reed Mr. Underdog. If Reed happens to be nearby, he congratulates him. Priest says takeover won't be another fluke, and Reed says he'll show him what a fluke is. So they end up agreeing to face off next week in a one-on-one matchup.
Oh, save it for the big match. You should have just had like a little brawl in the parking lot, and then that's it.
Yeah, they didn't suffice you with enough brawling.
No, I needed more brawl.
In any show, well, I guess that 12-man tag match was in essence just a big ass brawl on AEW.
Yeah, but it was like sanctioned brawl. I want unsanctioned bitches just beating each other up in the back. What do I want? Quench my bloodlust.
We have Indy Hartwell taking on Tegan Nox.
Indy Hartwell looking for her second consecutive victory.
Moro, you don't have to be sorry to me, pal. Anytime you need to speak, you go ahead and do it. People need to hear your voice more than mine, pal. But it's an honor to be in here. This is a dream come true.
And you took time out of your honeymoon. You got a sunburn in the midst of that spring. You know, you really seem like you've turned over a new leaf.
You know, anything to get back into the good graces of not only Adam Cole, but the NXT locker room, the NXT brand as a whole. I took it. I was down here getting a sun kiss, you know, for the honeymoon. I get invited over here, and I couldn't wait to get it.
And a cover here by Indy Hartwell, looking for her second straight win, looking for the biggest win against Tegan Nox.
No.
You know, Pat, you're a high-level athlete. You've been in a lot of high-pressure situations. How did you handle those big moments like these young ladies are having right now?
You know, I think I was kind of an anomaly. I was so dumb, I didn't even know that I was in those massive situations. And there is something to that. You know, there is something for the paralysis by over-analysis. So for me, I just had that perfect, steady stupidity level where I didn't overthink things. These ladies are obviously much better athletes.
By Knox for a quick one count. Oh, and the big boot to the face. Hartwell going for another major victory. Yeah. And Knox able to kick out.
I'm not a big controversy guy, actually. I kind of hate the controversy, but every once in a while, something can get misconstrued, which is what happened with Adam, which I believe you're alluding to.
Yes.
This seems like a little leading journalism, what you're doing.
Just asking.
The show normally upbeat, good time. So whenever it popped off with Adam the way it did, I didn't expect it, nobody expected it, and that's why I was so excited to make it right.
Knox attempting to stomp a mud hole in Indy Hartwell. Knox again. Cannon bore. And Knox looking to remain in championship contention. Here he is, the shiniest wizard on Indy Hartwell. Tegan Knox.
Wow.
Triumph.
Wow. Knee to the mouth.
Knox.
That was explosive. Legendary. That was something that I would like to see again.
No. I wanted Indy to win.
Next week, our last qualifying match is going to see Kushida versus Cameron Grimes versus the mystery opponent. Bronson Reed is going to take on Damian Priest. And Danny Burch wants to get a piece of Karrion Kross because that was the guy choked out by Karrion Kross earlier during the Keith Lee segment.
Do I know Danny Burch?
Yes, he's Oney Lorcan's tag team partner. 1-2.
Oh, okay. I like the little meshes. Okay, okay. I don't know his actual name. Okay, okay.
So now it's time for our main event of the evening, Imperium versus the Undisputed Era for the NXT Tag Team Championships. This is Kyle O'Reilly's first match back since the pandemic.
Yay! My boy, I was so happy to see him. I was like, he's here. He doesn't have a championship to play air guitar on, but he's here.
Kyle slaps a knee bar on Marcel Barthel, but he makes it to the ropes. Pat McAfee keeps saying short and tiny, and oh. Adam Cole is within earshot. So Adam Cole comes over to McAfee. He's mad, and he tells him that he can hear what he's saying. Cole tells him to knock it off when McAfee called him an angry elf when he walked away. So Cole walks back over to the announce desk. He throws water in Pat McAfee's face and dares him to do something. But Adam Cole has to be held back by Roderick Strong and NXT officials. Well, the distraction allows the champions to knock Kyle O'Reilly off the apron. They hit the European bomb on Bobby Fish, and Imperium retain the NXT Tag Team Championships. So, Triple H and Shawn Michaels, they come out there to keep Pat McAfee and Adam Cole apart, because remember, he is just a guest here. McAfee goes
to HBK is like, my son can't go to jail right now. So
McAfee looks like he's gonna leave the arena, but he doubles back to call Adam Cole a tiny man who will always be a little bitch. Well, Adam Cole hops over the announce table to go get Pat McAfee, but he's held back, and with his top half of his body dangling over the table, Pat McAfee runs and punts the shit out of Adam Cole. Knocks him out. Oof. The security ushers Pat McAfee out of the arena, and Adam Cole, baby, is not coated in a milkshake with his feet all folded up on the announce table, and Shawn Michaels asking, Hunter, are you going to get the doctor out here to him? And we go off.
Rick, go save his son. His son is knocked out. Help him.
Your nephew needs medical attention now.
Exactly. Look at him. Look at my long lost son. Just out cold. Help him.
Yeah.
I knew once Pat McAfee's ass was out there, I was just like, ooh, it's going to cause a distraction. I knew it. I said, this Adam Cole beef is going to cause UE this championship. And that's exactly what happened. UE is down right now.
I didn't expect him to punt Adam Cole in the head,
though. Okay, so that was unexpected. I didn't expect that part. But, woof. When he, like, came running back, I was just like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, you are a football player. Because he went, ah. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, not my boy. Yeah. Not Heartbreak Kid Jr. No.
Yeah, so this is going to be very interesting the way that they play this. Hopefully Adam Cole is off TV for a couple of weeks, and the next time we see him, he's like at home recovering because he's in like concussion protocol, and he's got on like dark glasses and having a hard time with these camera lights in his face, and that's the reason why he's not. That's the reason why he's not at the performance center, is because, you know, he's too bright and can't handle it. But that could be, I tell you this. You know, one of those type of promos.
I hope he's like mad extra about it. I hope he pulls out like a neck brace and just I want to see all the dramatics that's going to result from this.
Very, very surprising end to NXT.
Right.
And for everybody who had questions about whether they were shooting or they were working.
Right.
Well, we know now.
I don't know why they had questions. I mean, it was a very well like acted segment, but it was clearly like a segment. But maybe it's just because like I watch wrestling, so I'm just like, guys, come on, come on.
Well, you know, people, they only know Pat McAfee as the guy who's on ESPN sometimes. He sometimes calls college football games, so they have a legitimate reference when it comes to him. A lot of people don't know that he's like a huge wrestling fan and been on pregame shows for, you know, pay-per-views and stuff like that. So, you know, his little radio show has some modicum of credibility. So for them to use the radio show as the vehicle to hear, I guess people were just kind of like, you know.
But it was like some wrestling people who were like, is this a work? I'm like, clearly, guys, come on.
But yeah, definitely Pat McAfee and Adam Cole did a bang up job getting people invested and involved.
Literally. I mean,
Pat McAfee was talking so bad, he made Beth Phoenix leave the commentary booth.
Yo, I like, know.
Well, I'm out. She was like, I'm not even going to be putting up with this nonsense. You keep coming out right. talking about one of our best and brightest, Adam Cole. She's like, I can't even do this.
She was flabbergasted. She was appalled.
So Undisputed Era definitely or everybody was like, oh, I'm so tired of Undisputed Era, I'm tired of them being in all the main events. Well, they're definitely getting them, you know, away from the titles and into these alternative stories, so hopefully people can appreciate them for a little bit more now that they're not, you know, in the main event picture or the tag team title picture or North American title right now. But I'm going to be shocked to see what comes of this if, you know, the guys are going to be able to forgive Adam Cole for causing that big distraction, or are they going to be concerned that, you know, he might have a broken jaw or a dislocated jaw. I mean, there's a thousand things that they could say is wrong with him to play this up and be like, Adam Cole, he's hurt. He can't compete. He's out, he's, you know, gonna need some time to heal, because we all saw the vicious attack from Pat McAfee. All right, Miss Simi, so now it's time for your overall thoughts and recaps of this week's NXT cast.
This was a really, really good show. I enjoyed the UE and Imperium match, and Adam Cole just getting consistently heated and then getting the shit punted out of him. It was bad, but it was funny. I enjoyed that very much. I love the Dakota and Rhea Ripley match. So glad that my Dakota got the win. I'm excited about what Mercedes and Rhea is going to give me. So I'm excited about that. What else? I enjoyed seeing like Damian and Bronson Reed just kind of like go head to head. So I want to see what's going to happen with that. And then my Cameron Grimes, of course, he's hilarious. And I'm excited to see what I want Keith Lee and Karrion to just fight or see who else Karrion is going to kick the shit out of. So let's see what's going to happen there. So this was a really fun show. So looking forward to next week.
Cameron Grimes is always a highlight, whether he wins, losers in a promo. Really like the reason behind Santos Escobar and the boys attacking Breezango. Thought that was real.
Yeah.
Well thought out, well executed. The Dakota Kai match was really good. Glad that the ending ended up the way it did.
Yes.
Bronson Reed and Damian Priest. Yeah, I'm kind of like you. Damian Priest kind of needs to get a big win and to kind of propel him past kind of where he's been at the past couple of months here in NXT the last year or so. And it's going to be interesting to see the triple threat, who's this mystery opponent is going to be next week when Kushida and Cameron Grimes get in that match together with each other. Like I said, I just thought the thing with Pat McAfee was done really well, and hope that they really lean into Adam Cole being hurt.
Right.
And not just have him come back next week, like, you know, just mad and angry. At least, like, have like be having headaches or something, you know.
Give me all the dramatics.
right. So at this time, Miss Simi, I'm going to turn it over to you for your shout-outs and thank yous.
Well, shout-out to you, Don, as always. Shout-out to Miss Didi and Mo, and shout-out to the whole CSPN family. Shout-out to the listeners. It's fun talking wrestling with you guys, and see you in the hashtags.
Give a shout-out to Miss Simi for joining me once again. Give a shout-out to the gentleman over there at The Push Podcast, Benny, Sean, DJ Wants, and also my man Dwayne, the Libra Icon. They got a new episode out where they're going over the things that happened on SmackDown, Raw, NXT from last week, and also they're going to look back at Ron Simmons' title run in WCW, as it was like the 28th year anniversary this week. So that should be a really good listen for old school wrestling fans or people who never knew that, you know, Farouk or Ron Simmons was the first black recognized world heavyweight champion.
Wait, really?
Yes.
That's cool. Yep. I didn't know.
Yeah. Give a shout out to Mo to the underscore Reese. We put out a new episode of the Raw cast this week, so please check out our commentary with color on Monday Night Raw. Give a shout out to Miss Simi once again because she helped me review AEW Dynamite over on The Dark Match, which can be found on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. Give a big shout out to Miss J to the Max. I hope to be talking to her this weekend, so be on the lookout for that. Give a shout out to Miss Dee Dee, Sam, Greg, Classic, Mel, because Mel always gets shout outs.
Yeah.
Big shout out to all of the members of the Glow, all the WrestleBays. Definitely appreciate you. Keep supporting us. Keep, you know, sending your thoughts out on your faves and what they're not doing with them and how they need to be used better. And and AEW's latest misstep when it comes to their women's division. We definitely appreciate y'all's commentary with color. Everybody who's in all the hashtags, especially the Wednesday Night War hashtags, Dynamite Cast, NXT Cast, we definitely appreciate it. It's very entertaining, always a lot of fun, and definitely keep using those hashtags, retweeting, and we definitely get more people looking and listening. And we would like to give a big shout out to the Russian, the people in Russia, Moscow, who've been peeping out the podcast here from CSPN. I'm pretty sure we're getting caught up in their Black Lives Matter shirt with our SmackDown Matters hashtag.
And so, fun.
And so they've been giving the shows some really strong listens here. So,
hey, we appreciate it.
Yeah, big shout out to them. So.
Thanks, Russia.
Right. On that note, for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. This has been the latest episode of the NXT Cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye, guys. See you on the hashtags. Wash your hands.
Successful in the triple threat match, moving on to take over for that North American Championship. Your initial thoughts?
Well, my initial thoughts are the same that they were last week. This opportunity was created for me. It's not a secret. I've been after this championship for a while. Now's the time, and it doesn't matter who's in it. Whether it's Mr. Upset, Bronson Reed, or whoever else falls into this match, it makes no difference. Come TakeOver 30, the reign of infamy begins.
One last question. Got a deal for Loomis taking out of that match due to injury. What do you think about that?
Look, it sucks to be Loomis, right? I mean, we get into this business. We all know the risks. We all know there's always a chance.
Hey, I don't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to congratulate you on that victory. I guess I'll be seeing you at TakeOver, mate.
Give me a second, guys. Hey, Bronson. I just want to be clear about something. You know, I'm sure you have aspirations for TakeOver and everything, but you really need to get them out of your head. Because this is not going to be a fluke type of situation again.
Fluke?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
You want me to show you what a fluke can do?
Oh, was that supposed to intimidate me?
You take that however you want.
Oh, well, I'll tell you how I'm not going to take it like anybody else, because to me, you ain't that big, thick boy. But I'll tell you what, if you want to do this, a one-on-one sounds pretty good to me.
Anytime.
Yeah. I'll see you soon.
Okay.